Mattresses. No one wants to spend hours visiting those awkward showrooms where you're forced to spend thousands of dollars on a subpar mattress. Lisa has changed the game, so you can now enjoy the comfort of a luxury mattress at a fraction of the price. The Lisa mattress starts at just $525. It's easy and convenient to order online. Excuse me. It's made to order, and it's shipped compressed in a box to your door within days. Unboxing the mattress, which is half the fun, took me less than 5 minutes. With over 10,000 five-star customer reviews, you can trust that this mattress is the right pick. Go to lisa.com/barstool today to receive an exclusive $75 off the Lisa mattress, just for the stoolies. That's lisa.com, leesa.com/barstool today to receive an exclusive $75 off the Lisa mattress.
And getting a bad mattress is the least of your concerns. Is that why they called it that?
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Be glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Welcome to Young and Happy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sis.
Yes, there. They.
They.
That's where we rock.
We're, yes. Yeah, all right. That's all the ones
we covered.
I know.
It all.
Yeah, those
he,
are the
she
all the
and
ones.
They.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, today's a big day in the news. Today is the 31st of May. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day. You know why they call it Hump Day?
Why?
Me neither. I didn't know either. Okay.
Yeah, I don't
North
know.
North Korea conducts the third missile test in 3 weeks. The third missile test in 3 weeks, Ron.
Those cocky sons of bitches.
They got all the testing equipment. TI-84s.
Wow. Rulers.
Protractors. Yo, listen. Three tests in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
First of all, that's tough on anybody. But
give
I'll
a
be
week
honest.
Off to study.
I was a pretty good student. I only did that in one class ever. Three failed tests in one class, and that was Econ 101.
That was in college.
I was in college, and I'll be completely honest with you. I went to the University of North Carolina. It was a hard class. I didn't go as much as I should have, and I got a D. I failed three tests, did good on the other work, and I got a D. Brings me to my question, Roan. Is North Korea trying to bring their D to the rest of the world? Are they trying to give the rest of the world their D?
Damn, are they slinging D right now? All those failed tests? Damn, well, I mean, it looks like they're trying to F themselves, really. It seems like that's what's really going on at the end of the day. They are trying to sling D, but they wind up F-ing themselves every time. And if you F yourselves three times in a row, I mean, what can you do there?
Your resources are going to run dry.
I didn't even take econ and stuff like that because I was just like, yo, I don't want to do math. That's what I got out of high school for. I graduated
high
school.
That's why you dropped out.
So I could stop taking math.
Oh, okay.
So I could be done with. That's why I intentionally dropped out of high school.
I knew a lot of dumb kids who were not great at math like me.
Yeah? Like dumb kids like you or not great at math like you?
I mean, just I figured anyone who wasn't great at math is a dumb kid.
Yeah, I was a dumb kid for sure.
No, I'm just kidding. I hated math. Always have, always will.
That's
why econ's
hard.
That's
why
I got a D in Econ 101.
Yeah, man, econ's hard, bro.
Macroeconomics, microeconomics. Dude, pick one and let's just
learn. What do you learn in econ? What were your takeaways?
I did learn something there I really liked.
Economy's hard.
No. It's something called freak. Freak. Can you put in some like designer sound effects right now? Blah, blah. So just to keep the listeners interested while I'm thinking. Opportunity cost. This is a concept I learned in Econ 101. Opportunity cost is if you do one thing, you're the opportunity that you're losing to do another thing. So instead of me being out talking to my friends in the office, I'm in here recording with you. And the opportunity cost is I'm not going to get that good conversation. Another good one, and even maybe a better one, now that we're talking Econ 101, which I got a D in, shout out to Ms. Balaban, sunk cost, which means if you do something, you're like, that was stupid, and you're beating yourself up about it, it's sunk cost. It doesn't matter. There's no way you ever, once you lose money, it's sunk cost. So if you start a business and you're like, I've already invested $10,000 into this business. I can't not do it now, even though I know it's a bad idea. It's like, guess what? You're not getting that $10,000 back. That's sunk cost.
What was the first thing you said?
Opportunity cost.
Isn't that, that's just like FOMO.
Opportunity cost is FOMO, yeah.
It's just economic FOMO.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, there's another opportunity going on over there, man. I hope I'm not missing out on that.
It's the biblical, the grass is always greener.
Mmm, the grass is always greener. That's actually beautiful.
And that was Econ 101 with TI-84s.
From a guy who got a D in it. That's a good segment.
Also,
Econ 101 from a guy who got a D in it.
Also in the news, apparently there's a study that claims eating too many chicken nuggets can make you gay.
Fuck. So that's how I got gay.
This is what I'm truly, in this, I'm a nature over nurture here. I'm thinking you're born gay. That's just kind of my stance on it. So is it possible that gay people, the title should read, gay people like chicken nuggets?
That's probably a lot.
And then they just
smarter.
Tell their parents they're gay like after they've eaten them.
That actually makes a lot of sense, yeah. I mean, well, that's funny that we have new intern Michael in this week because I'm pretty sure Michael is a very big chicken nuggets guy. Michael, can you confirm or deny that?
Chicken tenders guy.
Mike the Mike! Mike the Mike! Mike the Bike! Okay, also... Going too fast, Mike the Bike. Also in the news, 500-year-old tumor has been found inside of a body?
Are we leaving gay, like, chicken tenders making gay?
I thought I literally cracked the code on that one.
That gay people like
gay
chicken tenders.
Gay people like chicken tenders. And then they tell their parents, and their parents do the correlation wrong.
They just are correlating it to the... I mean, I guess so. It makes sense.
Also in the news, a 500-year-old tumor has been found. You brought this one to the table. What's it all about?
I mean, it is what it says. First of all, they found a 500-year-old tumor in a woman's ovary, and there's teeth on it.
Like human teeth?
Like this thing was growing
tumor teeth.
Tumor teeth. Not human teeth. This is growing like little like golem, like fucking, it's like one of those creatures from the bottom of the ocean that have like the long teeth. This is something with teeth
like
that was
saber
just growing.
Tiger teeth?
So a saber-toothed tiger was growing inside this teeth? Woman, this 500-year-old bitch.
Okay, so this is my question. 500 years old, she's dead, right? Is the tumor still alive or
it
is that too?
It doesn't say whether she was dead. She could have been alive.
Is this biblical times we're talking?
No, this is 500 years ago.
So we found her today.
Right.
Presumably could be alive. Was it an invasive technique to find that saber-toothed tumor teeth?
It was discovered in the skeleton of a woman in a church graveyard.
So she was working the graveyard or she was dead?
That's what it doesn't say. It could have been a church graveyard shift. She was maybe doing night mass.
Let's not make an ass out of you and me by making assumptions. Let's just say this. Is it an advantage or a disadvantage to have teeth if you're a tumor?
As a tumor, yes.
It seems like it would be a huge disadvantage because there's really nothing you can eat down there that you need teeth for. Everything you can eat in an ovary, I'm pretty sure you could. If you're a tumor, it seems like you're already pretty capable. So then you just have these saber-toothed teeth that are just probably real smelly because you haven't. Is there brushing?
They're smelly. Yeah, they look so smelly. Here's
you
a picture of them right here, there.
Oh,
it looks smelly. That's a smelly tooth.
Wow, that's when you're.
It's a stink tooth for sure.
All of our listeners who shall not be named. Be glad that you're a listener and not a viewer who shall not be named,
because this tooth stinks. You could smell it through the phone. Smell it through the phone.
Play that song, Smell It Through the Phone, will you?
Can we please?
I don't think it exists, so do you want to make one up real quick?
How about Kiss Me Through the Phone with Soulja Boy,
yeah,
but instead it'll just be Smell.
Yeah, Smell.
Through the phone. Okay. You're lucky you can't smell this thing through the phone because, boy, is it disgusting. But I will counterpoint your point about tumor shouldn't have teeth. I think that if you are a tumor with a tooth, that's your best chance of becoming something more than a tumor someday. If you're a tumor with a tooth, that means that you could chew your way out of wherever you're a tumor in and maybe start like a business in the real world, maybe be a shopkeeper and have a shoe shop or something like that, or maybe a gelato stand or something like that.
I agree with you 100%. I just think it's going to be tough for them as a 500-year-old. It's harder to get a job nowadays when you're 500.
I think the woman was 500, so this tumor could have been much younger or older, honestly. It could have been living in her before she was born. It doesn't have a lot of information on the age or personality slash temperament of the tumor.
Is there anything about how it looks? Like just general aesthetic?
The tumor?
Oh!
Yeah, I just showed him. Oh, no, that's the skeleton. That's the skeleton. I'm sorry. That was the skeleton. I can't really tell. Okay, I think this is the tumor right here, and they're just teeth growing out of it. It's okay, like a blob. Cool. It's like silly putty with like three like canines sticking out of it. Gross. Canines, type of tooth, not just a dog.
Needs braces. Okay, and to end today's show,
we wanted to give a little bit of an homage, if you will, to our lovely poet. And yeah, that's very true. A poet named Drake. Now, it's not the Drake that you're thinking of unless you're very in tune with the Instagram quote world. Mr. RM Drake is he's an Instagram quote god. He is the number one quoted person on Instagram. He's everywhere. And from the way that you read his stuff, you would think that he was Robert Frost or like Sylvia Plath or just this famous person.
Chainsmokers.
But RM Drake is just like a dude from Miami. He's just like a chubby Cuban dude.
Does he say the F word too much?
I don't think he says it too much, but I think he maintains not being edgy by not saying the F word. And if he said the F word a little bit more, he would have an edge to him. A little bit of a tooth, if you will.
Love that. And in his honor, Ron and I have both prepared RM Drake quotes to take you out of today's show.
So here are some RM Drake Dwight quotes.
Here, I'll go ahead.
That's for the best.
Hate is heavy. Let it go. That was actually not mine. That was actually RM Drake.
That was an RM Drake quote.
Yeah, I just took that one
that
off.
That was
mine.
One of his.
But
okay.
I got another one too.
Okay.
This is from me. Sometimes it's better to not be the best.
Damn. Beautiful.
That's pretty solid.
That's not bad, especially for some RM Drake quote shit. He always likes to sprinkle in stuff about a random she. So I'll throw mine. I'll start mine.
You think
in that
RM Drake listened to like punk rock when he was growing up, like a little Blink 182,
like CM Punk.
Yeah.
You think he listened to CM Punk, Drake, and R. Kelly?
No, I was kind of asking you.
RM Drake, CM Punk, Drake.
Spell that one out for me.
R. Kelly. Okay, here's my RM Drake poem.
Jay-Z.
She softly kissed the window pane with her lips. Boys like you don't come to this side of town often. Her look was heavy, but once she left it good. Raindrops fall sometime, but ooh, it sure feels good to be pretty. And that was an RM Drake
Wow. Nicholas Sparks inspired RM Drake quote.
Yeah.
This has been Young and Happy. I'm Caleb Presley.
Yeah, I'm Roan.
And I think I carried the show today.
I think you did. I think you did a hell of a job.
Can we just play some type of instrument? Like, I would prefer maybe a...
Can we give him the champ is here just to make him feel like the champ for a second?
The champ is here, and then something to, like, humble me as well, like... inspirational quote about how tomorrow is the most important day.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money, and so he went to this guru, right? And he told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you are. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow, 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on the suit, should have worn shorts. The old man grabs his hand, said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he's like, this guy crazy. Adrian, he's like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me in. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around this area. The shoulder area. So this old man crazy. He making money, but he crazy. He said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. It was right at his mouth. My man like, I'm about to go back in here. This guy is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man getting scratching, holding him down. I got you. I know you brushed it out, but I got you. He had him held down. I need you for an illustration. He had him held down just before my man was about to pass out. He raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answered the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? Lee, I'm looking for a different word though than lip. What's that word? He said, I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
This has been Young and Happy. Make sure you go to Lisa Matches / Barstool.
Yeah, definitely do that. And on Thursday, we are going to have a hell of a show for you as well. Looks like Mr. Jensen Karp is going to be in here, a guy who Kanye West owes $300 to. So we'll get to the bottom of that one.
Just in my zone now, cause my figure's up. All your hoes chose me, nigga, calm down. Louis pouch across my body, this is not for fashion. This is not a playground, ain't no fist fight, bitch, I'm blasting. Niggas say they looking for me like I'm not right here, man. If I tell it tears, I'll be crying to my beard, man. Bitch, I'm trying to fuck, I've been inside for 13 years now. I've been on so many flights, it's like my record's clear now. A.K.A. the man, A.K.A. I never ran. Don't make me turn this red light on your head like you Roxanne. Only talk to bosses, not the second in command. Niggas bringing talks to me, you better have a plan. Cause they don't have a cure for all my pain. AKA, it's not nice and I live up to my name. Yeah, yeah, this the boy, are you insane? I drink honey when I shoot my pistol at the range. That way when I'm tipsy, I still know I got my aim. AKA, it's not nice and it's not a fucking game. The same, posted like Ibaka, got your wifey running brains. She was there with boy to keep my front door off the frame. She say I look like Usher when I'm trapping in the rain. Trapping in the rain. She say I look like Usher when I'm trapping in the rain. Just so I'm a shooter first and rapping's not my thing. AKA it's not nice and I live up to my hiding the racks. I don't pay tax, 12 on my back. My driver carry around, but I never lack. Bucking up with this shit, so yeah, who telling you that? I went to jail the day they released my name black. When I came out, Timberlake was bringing sexy back. Facts, nigga, facts. I fell in love with my strap. Name us a million, cause I want a million to stack. Yeah, yeah. Until that, you niggas move like the cops. Don't make me pepper your block. Oh, the window while the whip's moving, that's a hell of a shot. Fuck all my ops, I'll pull you niggas a fox. Yeah, yeah. This the boy, are you insane? I drink honey when I shoot my pistol at the range. That way when I'm tipsy, I still know I got my aim. AKA it's not nice and I live up to my